Okay, this is part 5 of leadership. And the name of this Bible study is Leaders Must Believe the Message of the Cross. Amen? Leaders must believe the message of the cross. If you're going to be a leader in God, you must believe the message of the cross. And I don't mean just the parts you like. You must believe the whole thing. You must believe that when you nail your old man to the cross, old things pass away and new things begin. Your life is to change. Everything about it is to change. Or how can you be a leader in the kingdom of God? You cannot take your flesh into the kingdom. You must leave your flesh behind. Amen? So a leader must believe the message of the cross. And the first scripture I'm going to go to is 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 17. 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 17. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 17. Okay? Father, today I just ask, Lord, that Your anointing be upon this, Lord. That, God, there has been a need for a long time to bring a true leadership teaching, Lord. Let this be the teaching that You have ordained, God. Let it be that ears in this room receive the truth. And, God, above all, that they recognize that it is Your standard, not ours, God. That we can, and indeed we must, rise up in order to be a leader for You, God. And I ask today, Lord, that You help me to speak, that it is You that is speaking through me. And Lord, that You help those that listen to hear, so that they can hear the words that are spoken through me. In Jesus' name I pray these things. And everyone said, I am here to tell you today that if you do not believe in the message of the cross, then you cannot be a Christian leader. It is as straightforward and simple as I can possibly state it right now. You must learn to operate in spiritual ways, not in physical. You must learn to make the weapons of your warfare those that are spiritual, not carnal. You must not oppose people even when you are opposed. You must let God do your battling for you. Amen. When I am reviled, when people talk against me, I do not even answer those things. I let God answer them for me. And I am here today telling you, that you have got to get to a place where you believe totally in the message of the cross. If you're going to be a leader, and I'm going to start in 17. It says, for Christ did not send me to baptize, that is secondary for Him, but to preach the gospel, and that must be primary for every one of us. Because until the gospel is preached, baptism is not necessary. You must start with the preaching of the cross, which is the good news of the Bible. Amen? The good news is, one died for all. And because of that, we all can be His child this day. Amen? Not with wisdom of words. Do not try to be profound. You hearing me? Be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. Do not try to be intellectual. Try to learn to listen through the Spirit, so the Spirit can speak through you. Are you hearing me? Your flesh taints the gospel, but the Spirit of the Lord uplifts the gospel. Amen? You must learn to be spiritual. And in order to do that, you must believe the truth of the cross. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. If you do not believe in the cross, then you are not even saved. Did you get that? So if you are not saved, how can you be a leader? There are many people that are too intellectual for me. I am telling you that your intellect will oppose God, but your spirit inside will affirm Him. Amen? You must learn to get in touch and be in touch with the Spirit of the Lord that is within you and forsake those outward trappings that would hold you back. You must believe in the cross. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. I am not a very smart person, but I am convinced in the cross. I am convinced that one day I was lost, and when I confessed the truth to God Almighty, that He took my sin burden upon Him, and that by His blood that He shed at Calvary, I am today a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. You see, and without that affirmation of the truth, I cannot even begin to preach it to others. It is not to be an intellectual thing. It is to be a believing thing. I believe, therefore I am. Are you hearing this? There are many people that debate many issues. You cannot be saved by works. But works are an affirmation of the fact that you believe. If you say that you believe and you have no works, then your faith is dead. That's what the Bible says. And it is not a paradox, because if you really believe something, you live by it. And if you do not believe, you do not live by it. So your belief is evident by your life. He goes on to say, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? You are not to be like the inner circle of the hierarchy of this world. You are to be like the inner circle of the disciples that are not of this world. You are not to have the same mind about things that other people have in this world. You are to gain the mind of Christ so that you can operate while you're in this world in power through the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus. You must believe the message of the cross. And this is the message of the cross that you must believe. That if you confess with your lips, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and believe in your heart that He is the Son of God, because one without the other is in vain. It is not the fact of what you say, it is the fact of what you believe. But they must come together. Confession is the beginning of evidence of the heart, sometimes, but not always. There are many people that have come to the Lord or claim to have come to the Lord because they've gone through grievous things, but they have never given their heart to the Lord. They go to church. They're a part of a church, but they run their own program. God does not run them. Are you understanding? So how can you say you are God when you don't listen to what God says? How can you tell me that you believe when you really believe mostly in you and not in God? Do you believe in the cross? The cross is the truth that you must believe in. And when you believe, you take your old man and you nail it to the cross. And you rise on the other side in resurrection power in Christ Jesus, who is Lord in your life. There are many people that confess to be Christians, but I assure you of this, a confession is nothing more than words without a heart behind it. A Christian does not tell the master what to do. The master tells the Christians what to do. Are you hearing this? Because if you cannot get this, then you do not yet believe. You are still on that walk into belief. You might be on the outer fringes. You might still be struggling with some areas but you have not yet arrived at true belief in the whole message of the cross. That's why so many people struggle. Because they don't believe in resurrection power. They still more believe in themselves than resurrection power. When I tell you, you got to believe in the message of the cross, I mean you have got to believe with your very essence in the message of the cross in order to even begin to walk it out. Because the world will oppose you. Your old friends will forsake you and talk about you. It's just true. And those in this room that have started to experience some of that, do not think it ought or odd. But know that is one of the signs that you are crossing over. Belief is an active word, which means that it is an action word. That means that you act on what you believe in. If you really believe in God, you trust Him wholly. Amen? And that means that instead of you trying to fix things, you now let God fix your things. Amen? Instead of leaning on your own strength, you now lean on His strength. Instead of leaning on your own knowledge, you get the Word of God and that becomes your knowledge. You see, today I am talking about the power that is in the very symbol of the cross that you must nail yourself to in order to become a leader of any kind in the church today. You know, people, there are so many that want to be leaders, but they are not yet submitted, nor have they died. They want to talk about all the words they've learned and Christianese and all that wonderful stuff, but the very action of their life speaks of a person that is not yet committed. How can you be a leader without being committed? And how can you become committed without truly believing? You see, it all works together like a hand in a glove. You will never do these things that I am talking about, nor get to this place that I am speaking about until you make the decision to believe. And if you do not make that decision, you will never truly believe. There are so many reasons for a novice not to be a leader. And one of the biggest ones is they do not yet truly believe in God and His power. Because the power is in the cross and the resurrection that came after the cross. And let's face it, it doesn't happen to you overnight. You don't get real belief right away. You get an emotional whatever, fire. But you have no substance. And if you don't watch it, you'll go poof. You see, you must have substance as a leader. And that comes with a lot of trials and tribulations. And you won't even go through those until you truly believe. You know, I had another guy that left today. Third time or fourth time with me that I know of. Amen? Just a month ago, he come up to me again and he said, Dominic, he goes, will I ever be a leader? And I said, someday, maybe, if you ever take your running shoes off. And what did he do today? He ran one more time. I'm going to tell you, if you run from things, you don't really believe. You don't believe in God or the power of God. You still believe in you. And the power of you. And I actually feel sorry for people that are convinced that they have a better way. Because they totally miss the joy that comes with knowing and believing in God. Are you hearing this? You know, I'm telling you that of course we can't be a novice. Because we do not know the whole truth. So if we don't know the whole truth, how can we believe in the whole truth? You see, I speak to you not as my peers yet. I speak to you with knowledge that I was taught over a period of time, because I know that all can rise to this. But I also know that most in this room have not yet risen to it yet. You see, it takes time to walk and become comfortable with making God, Jesus, Lord in your life. It takes time through much tears, fasting, and seeking to draw close to God and really believe the deep things of God. It does not happen in a month or 6 months or a year. It is something that takes a degree of time to be determined by your efforts. And let's face it, most people in this place, their efforts at first are skimpy at best. Huh? When you first get here, you are trying to find your best way around everything that looks like a rule. You still don't understand the power of the cross nor the authority ordained in this life. I'm going to read a little further here. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who what? Believe. That's why I'm telling you, if you don't believe, you're not yet saved. Oh, you can memorize the verses. Amen? You can do all that stuff. You can have an emotional fling. You've had them before. But until you believe the message of the cross, you are still not yet truly saved. And if you don't believe in all this, then indeed, how can you be a leader? Because you don't believe in the very essence that is the very essence of what God has ordained here on earth. Amen? For Jews request a sign. Are you still looking for a sign? Then you don't believe. Do you get it? Listen to these words. A lot of people say, God, show me a sign. Well, let me tell you that the sign has already been made. It's in the shape of the cross. It happened 2,000 years ago. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. What else do you need? You know, I'll believe if this happens, or I'll believe if that happens. Well, you're better off just making the decision that you believe. And if you believe, then you must receive the whole thing, not just part of the thing. As a leader, you must believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and everything therein. You cannot just pick and choose the parts you like. I don't like the fact sometimes that I gotta swallow my tongue when people are talking to me less than wisely. And yet I recognize that indeed that is something that I have to do. I don't like the fact that sometimes I should be making what I think is more money than what I happen to have seen in years. And yet I recognize that the Bible says that God is sovereign. Which means He is in charge of my life and my money and my everything. So the reasons why I'm going through it are not relevant. If God indeed is sovereign, there's a reason for it. Why is the most common practice for those people that do not believe in Him being sovereign? Why, God? I've done it myself. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And so far, I've got zero answers. Do you know why? He's God. And He doesn't have to justify Himself to me. But the good news is, because of the cross, I have been justified to Him. You hear me? You see, I'm telling you here today that we have got to learn to believe. A leader is a believer. A believer is evidenced by his life. Amen? By what he does with his life. If you know me at all, what do? I serve God. What else do? I serve God. And what do I do in my spare time? I sleep. Are you hearing me? And I'm telling you the truth of my life. My life is wrapped up in God. Everything about my life is about God and the things of God. I don't care about nothing else because I believe in the cross and the grace that came with it. But you see, if you still think that you have to do something for it, then you still do not understand the cross. And I am sitting here telling you today, people, in order to be a leader, the first thing that's got to happen to you in your life is you have got to believe in the power of the cross. You have got to believe in those words that Jesus spoke at the end. It is finished. He said, I have accomplished what I was sent to do. Now it's on you. There are many still waiting for signs. They are not going to come for you. The sign was the cross. And it's already been for you. It's not that God won't give you visions and dreams. It's not that God won't show you a path. But I'm telling you that you need to make a decision to believe right now in the cross. Because otherwise, the rest of your life, you're going to try to work your way into heaven, and you cannot work your way into heaven. You must just believe. Belief and faith are interchangeable words. If you say you have faith, but you do not believe, you are a liar. And if you say you believe, and you do not live by faith, you are a liar. Did you get that? A lot of you say, well, I believe, but you pray for 6 months or a year, and then you quit. Do you understand? A lot of you say, well, God's going to take care of me, and then you do not accept the way that God takes care of you. Some of you may pray someday for a vehicle of transportation. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, give me a Cadillac. Give me a this. Give me that. And you know what? He's going to listen to you. But if he gives you a bicycle, you're going to think he didn't answer your prayers. But I'm here to tell you that God answers all prayers in ways that will not harm the person praying. If you ain't got a job, you ain't got money for insurance, you ain't got money for gas, but you need to make 5 miles or 10 miles a day, there's a good chance a bicycle's on the way for you. Will he have answered your prayer? But most people don't believe that. They will think that God has not answered prayer because they don't believe in God loving them. Because we've been so bad. We've all been so terrible. We don't believe. We can't be good enough. You're right. You're right. You can't be good enough. You're never going to be good enough. The cross is what made you good enough. You see, people, today, I am telling you that the gospel message is based on the cross. That if you do not believe in the basic gospel message that God has preached again and again and again to many, then you do not believe at all. The cross is what justifies you. The cross is what maintains you. The cross is what makes you right with Jesus. And you know what, people? If you don't believe in the cross, you're not even a Christian, let alone starting to talk about being a leader. A leader must believe in the cross in order that in all things he is able to preach the cross. What do you do when you go out on the streets? Do you just tell people that, well, Jesus loves you? That's not enough. So how many people here, or everybody here that's with me, should know Romans Road? But really, that's not enough unless your heart and your spirit is speaking, not just the words that come out of a book. And the only way the heart and the spirit is going to speak is if you believe in the message that you're preaching. You see, people, in order to be a leader, the very first thing that really has to be in your life is you must accept and believe in the cross that Jesus Christ hung on so that you were made in right relationship with Him. And without that, you will never go any further. And if you believe, your life will exhibit that action that comes along with believing. Now let me be honest, and I'm going to close here. I have 3 sons alive. And I would not tell you that I would sacrifice any of them for any one of you. How many people here got kids? Do you understand what I'm saying? And yet, God loved you so much that He not only sacrificed His Son, but He sacrificed Him in the most painful method known to man at the time, in order that you today might be in right relationship with Him. People, that is love. And you are never going to go out and preach the message of the cross without feeling and knowing the intensity of God's love in your own life. Are you hearing me here today? You see, people, I'm not trying to tell you wrong things. You know, leadership training takes in many areas. There's much scripture and stuff to be learned. But I'm going to tell you right now that the first thing that you've got to grow is a pure heart and belief of the infallibility of the blood of Jesus, the cross, and the resurrection power that came with it. Amen? God's blood is sufficient for all sin. The resurrection power of Jesus means that you that are sold out to Him can walk in Holy Spirit power. And these works that I have done, you shall do also. And today I am telling you that it is so important that you grab a hold of the cross. Don't get robbed by others that would say this, that, or the other. Don't get involved with legalists. Get involved with the fact of Jesus. I am here telling you today that of all the things that must come into your life, above and beyond anything imaginable, is you must believe in the message of the cross. Because if you don't believe, you can't share it with anybody. And if you don't believe, there's no way you can be a leader. Are you hearing this today? See, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe that He came 2,000 years ago for me and for you. That because He was the righteousness of God, that when He went to the cross and gave His life for us, because He shed His holy blood, that my sins were washed away. And there was only one way that it was washed away, was if I believe. I believe that He died for my sin and rose in order to empower me in my life. And I forsake the things of the world and the wisdom in the world and those things that are out there, because I know the truth. And the truth is the real power that is in the universe comes from God, Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit, and none other. And I do not want to be wise in the things of the world. I want to be knowledgeable in the things of God. And above all, I want to believe in the cross, because the cross is the thing that set me free. How are you going to preach freedom to people that are on dope, alcohol, bad relationship out there, unless you can explain the power of the cross? How are you going to explain those things to people if you are still in bondage to the same things they are? And the way you are in bondage is because you don't believe. And if you don't believe, you can't lead people out where you haven't been yourself. So you must believe. And when you believe, the freedom will come. And I'm going to close on this last message that must be true. It must be true in your life. It must be true. It is an end result of this, you see, in order for it to be true. Second Corinthians 5:17. The scripture I use all the time. Starting in verse 14. When you believe, these things will come true. And not before. It says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this, that if one died for all, then all died. Are you dead yet? And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. What's he saying? I died for those that will die and live with me. Are you dead yet? I'm talking about the cross. We're still talking about the cross. Everything is hinged on the cross. If you have not nailed your old man to the cross yet, you don't believe. You are working towards that belief. Amen? You better grab a hold of this. It says, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him. Why did he die? Why did he die? That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him. That was why he died. You got to believe in the whole thing, not just the part you like. Amen? Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. I ain't listening. You know, let me tell you something about all the game and stink I hear in this place. I've been doing this for almost 8 years. There ain't a game that's told to me in this place that wasn't old when I was young. And I'm not quite as young as I used to be. I heard every excuse in the book. I heard about your mom dropping you on the head. I heard about all of it. And I'm going to tell you that the biggest problem you have is not Jesus. It is no belief in the cross. You don't believe. Because when you do believe, you live for Him. Did you get that? It's just that simple. Otherwise, you don't really believe, or you believe part-time when it's convenient for you, or you want something. Amen? That ain't believing. That's manipulation. Amen? It says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. They're on the other side of the cross. Behold, all things have become new. Now we are in Christ. You see, people, everything rests. Everything rests. Everything rests on the cross. There is a before the cross that we all have had. But my question to you is, are you living life of that? Or are you still struggling with putting that last spike in you so that you might be free? Are you thinking about dying? Because when you truly believe the message of the cross, you'll be willing to die. Today, I want you to understand that you cannot be a leader unless you're walking in the power of the new creation in Christ through the cross that he hung on and the resurrection that came afterwards. You can't be a leader unless you believe. Because if you don't believe, you're never going to finish nailing yourself to the cross. You're going to still keep trying to do it your way. I'm here telling you today, people, that a leader must believe. In what? The cross and the resurrection power that came with it. And if you don't believe those things, which is evident by the life you live, not the words you speak. I know people that have great oratory skills, but have no Jesus. Amen? Jesus. Not oratory skills. And that will come when you start to believe in the power of the cross. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today for your word. God, it brings real definition into our life, Lord. Let it be that this crossroad is maintained in our life, that the before stays the before, so that the after might reign. God, help our unbelief in order that we might learn to believe and to trust in the power of that cross that so many years ago he hung on for us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.